It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Clay Masters. A new art exhibit with works by troubled teens about social justice issues is now in a downtown Des Moines gallery. It's organized by Art Force Iowa, a nonprofit group working with teens going through the court system. Iowa Public Radio's John Pemble visited a detention center where the exhibit's centerpiece was created.
In a classroom at the Polk County Juvenile Detention Center, a dozen teenagers dressed in jumpsuits are working on a modern art installation.
And we're going to cover the tops and the bottoms.
Des Moines artists Solomon Schlegel and Jordan Weber are visiting for their eighth and final 90-minute weekly workshop. They are guiding the teens incarcerated here to build a piece about social problems affecting them. Racism, income inequality, war, and environmental concerns are some of the top issues represented by a blue globe that looks like Earth, stuffed in a metal trash can. We're not permitted to identify any of these teens by name, but one young man is gluing newspaper articles shaped like landmasses to the blue ball.
Like all the continents and all that have, like, if you read them all, it shows like bad things or what's going on in the world.
As they work, Schlegel tells them art demonstrates there is more than one solution to a problem.
Us bringing art in here to you guys to show you like what kind of power it has, it's like our main goal.
The solution part of this installation is a series of rectangle-shaped foam they are painting to look like textbooks. After all the parts are done, Schlegel takes the mini pieces to a Des Moines art gallery and assembles them for an exhibit titled No Justice. No is spelled K-N-O-W. A recording of door slams fills the reverberant space of the Polk County Heritage Gallery. The sound is coming from speakers beneath 3-foot-tall risers. On top is the garbage can and planet, but the most striking object next to the garbage can is a life-sized mannequin dressed in a detention jumpsuit sitting on a stack of textbooks. This large installation is titled The World in a Trash Can. Schlegel says one of the reasons he put this exhibit together is to make sure the ideas of these teens can be heard through art in a public space.
A lot of these kids are looked at, you know, every single day as a number. These kids are aware. They're thinking, breathing beings. These are young people that have a voice, and this is that.
Earlier this year, Schlegel and other artists with Art Force Iowa worked with teenagers who have previously been through detention to make paintings and installations about their experience. Dozens of these pieces surround the gallery. One is a canvas with 5 face masks. 4 of them are brown, 1 of them is white. It represents the disproportionate number of incarcerated African Americans. During an evening event at the gallery, these young artists have gathered to read poetry written for this exhibit.
I hold my soul in my throat, that way it can have a say. Each time I speak, a little part of my soul comes spilling out. I speak of love, truth, pain. I speak of all the good things and all the in-between things. I voice the what-ifs.
This 16-year-old was in a detention facility on 5 separate occasions in 2015. She says having a platform like this exhibit is a positive influence.
When you're in a dark place like that, it's really hard to be helped. But it's what really does help is hearing a good voice. I just want to be that good voice for people to hear.
Solomon Schlegel says allowing these kids to be creative helps everyone learn more about the complicated issues they face.
The kids are not all right. Maybe I'm not all right. But self-expression is the only way that we're going to eventually be able to address what we need to. These are my guys. These are my family, you know. I love these kids.
The No Justice exhibition will remain on display through the first week of June at the Polk County Heritage Gallery. In Des Moines, I'm John Pemble, Iowa Public Radio News.